Hey, Tim Liebel's here from Accent Kitchen and Bath. Yep.
That was me. I'm so vain.
Well, that's okay. They probably think the song's about you. So there's that. Over at Accent, I know that you all are seeing a tremendous amount of refinancing activity. People taking a little equity out of their home and doing some work. What kind of projects are people doing?
The remodels in kitchens, but we are seeing a boon in the addition market. So people are looking to add a large amount of equity into their homes.
Mm-hmm. When you say addition, are they thinking, you know, add on a bedroom, or is it a four-season porch? What kind of additions are people looking at?
Well, most of the time it's an expansion to the home to accommodate for a larger family.
Hmm.
Sometimes people just want to go for it and make their kitchen and bath living situation just unbelievably cool. So then they give her the onion on that part and then invest quite a bit in, say, like a backyard addition with a cool porch and a pool.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, last week Tom told us that if you got an older home, you can darn near get dollar for dollar if you start remodeling kitchens and baths on some of those models.
Well, we like to make our own algorithms, and we base it on what real estate marketers do and stuff like that. So if a homeowner wants us to give like our don't take it to the bank, but you know, our assessment on what you can get on a return for your what we would invest in, then we would give you what we feel your home value could be in the future. So,
yeah, so you get that look at ahead there. Interest rates are so good. I'm seeing, you know, 15-year fixed rate mortgages under 3%. And I guess when money's cheap, it's a good thing you can refinance. Or you guys probably have financing arms that you can set people up with too, yeah?
We generally refer that out to certain people, but I was listening to Brian talking earlier and how you pull profit off of your investments and stuff like that. Right now, if you look at people invest their money into either stock markets to grow their portfolio, sometimes you can take that and put it into real estate markets to grow that kind of a personal net equity that's tangible in front of your face.
Yeah, good stuff. And your process is super simple. If people are worried it's going to be a long, drawn-out process, I know you make it easy.
Yeah, we'll go to your house, and we'll assess the situation. And if possible, we'll give you a rough quote on the spot. The rough quote's a rather large range. It could be between A and B. But what we want to do is show you how to hit these particular ranges. Like, what does this mean if you're at A, and what does it mean for your return on investment? And then how do I hit B? That doesn't seem possible. Seems really high, but so we'll give that assessment there in the spot. And if that's good to go, then we'll embark on setting up a day of awesomeness.
Yes.
And I like to remind people it's not a day, but an hour of awesomeness, that doesn't make sense.
No, because I like a day of awesomeness. Yeah.
Yeah. It takes 2 to 3 hours. So it is. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. So why limit your awesomeness to an hour? You can call it a day. It won't take nearly that long. I think we all get that.
I will say this. So cognitive dissonance sets in at about 2 to 3 hours once you sit down with us in front of a computer and jamming all that information into your brain. But so we usually cut it off at about 2 or 3 hours.
Probably a good idea.
A mega mind.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. ChooseAccent.com is the website. Stop in and see them at 3151 Main Avenue in Fargo. Or you can call them at 293-6000, 293-6000. Tim, always good to see you, man. Keep up the good work. Thanks for coming in.
Bye.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.